Target Circle, the program you know and love now, includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on The 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Hello, my beauties.
And you talking to me?
Yeah.
You, Blondie.
In the butch's voice.
You're hot. You talking to me?
Hey. Today I'm a beauty.
And look at our brunette beauty glowing.
Is that
it's
me?
All three of us here at 9021 OMG.
That's right.
Yes, another week, another exciting episode to talk about, but I don't think we should get right into it. Do you guys?
Well, I wanted to point out that I saw the picture of the both of you golfing.
Well,
so you golf, Jenny, for like a hobby. Sorry.
A natural. And she told me yesterday she's only been golfing 6 months. I'm not a golf player,
but I can spot a natural when I see one. Oh. She was amazing, taking the boys down left and right. Like, she's unbelievable.
Taking them down.
You have a natural skill. Like, imagine in like a year or two, you're going to be a professional.
I know. That's goals. Those are my golf goals.
Yeah, right? Like,
I just want to be good enough so that when I play with my husband, I don't turn around and look at him and see him just shake his head in disappointment. Like, I just want to be good enough where he's like, That's cute, good shot.
Okay, but what happens though? Like, her husband Dave is a really good golf player, and it's like it's a big hobby for him. Like, he's very into it. What happens if you become better than him one day?
I don't think that's actually possible.
What if?
Have you seen how far he drives the ball? Like, I do. He hits it and you can't even see it anymore.
She's very competitive though, I think. Yeah.
We went golfing yesterday. Yes, we went to we were in a charity tournament, and we were like the token celebs there, I think. Everyone else was affiliated with the company somehow, but we had so much fun, and it was just fun. When she showed up, I was there on time, of course, and then she showed up late, and she walks down, and she has the cutest little golf outfit on. It was like Barbie goes golfing, and I said, oh my God, I've never seen you in activewear.
True story. I don't do active things. I'm not an active person. And so, but I love fashion. So I took it, you know, I took it as a new opportunity to develop a new look. And I looked high and low. Golf clothes, it's hard to find cute stuff, but I found a pink visor.
Yeah, I saw that.
We had so much fun. And you, and she is actually, Tori's actually a really good putter.
Thank you.
So we can play all of her other shots, and then she just comes out for the putts.
Oh, I see what you guys did then.
Yeah. But she taught me. She was giving me tips on how to stand and my swing. Mm-hmm. And I felt like by the end of the day, I actually liked it. Like, I think, because it's like a fun BFF sport. Like, I would do that again with you. And I enjoyed their, you do it on a beautiful golf course. I would love it to be somewhere tropical, like if we were golfing in like Mexico or Maui and we had lots of drinks.
That would be fun.
Cocktails.
Let's go to Mexico or Maui and golf.
Well, that's okay, what you do, right? That. Like, if you're a golfer, do you, when you vacation, do you purposely pick places sometimes that have a good golf course? And
definitely. That's the whole thing. Golf courses are so beautiful. It's like some of the most beautiful real estate in the world. It's on, like, you know, cliff's edges overlooking the ocean in the middle of, I mean, they really do them upright. We had a good time though.
A good time was had by all.
But I think this week we should mix it up though. Instead of just like straight away talking about the episode, which we will definitely get to, Sissany, you have a bunch like of questions,
pages worth of questions.
We always ask people, give us your questions, let us know your feedback, tell us what you're thinking, and it's paying off, people, because today we're gonna answer a bunch of questions. We're gonna get to your questions.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes we run out of time to get to the questions, so we wanted to kind of knock a few out beforehand, and I think we should just jump right into them.
Let's lay it on us.
You ready?
Not on us, next to us.
All right. This is from Steven asking, do you guys have a 90210 group chat with the OG members?
We do.
What was the last text message sent on that group chat?
It was probably Gabrielle. She's always trying to initiate like a dinner. Together, drinks. Yeah.
Or she keeps us together.
It's really nice.
She's the mother. Is that den mother?
Or mother hen, yeah, both.
We did have a group chat, and we were all discussing. This was back when we were creating the BH90210 and developing it, and we were talking about stuff. And we were kind of, I remember we were like talking about sort of embarrassing stories or like little things, that private things that nobody else knows about. And all of a sudden, we kind of realized that there was a number on the group chat that we didn't recognize. And Tori side texts me. She's like, who's this person? Who's this number? I've said, I have no idea.
And I panicked because we had gotten into like a role of like kind of being like, remember when you did this to me? And remember, like, in a fun way. And I had just, this is this is back. We had the 90210 chat before Luke passed away, but we were going back and forth and I was saying, well, Brian like scarred me for life because he used to call me Chewbacca because he said I had so much facial fuzz. And he like said something like he was doing some sound. And then I was like, well, I much preferred the nickname Luke gave me, which was Camel, because I had long eyelashes. And then I just like, we were just going back and forth. And I think you were like calling all of us old or something. And then all of a sudden it was that number. And I was like, stranger among us.
Alert.
What happened? Stranger danger.
I think we all just stopped talking.
Oh, no. Here's what happened. Jen and I side text, and then we texted Gabrielle, and we're like, "What? Who is that?" And she was like, "Oh, it's Andy. Remember, he was a PA back in the day, and we're all still friends." And she had mixed up two different chats. She had put one chat with Andy because he wanted to say hi to everyone, and we should all get together sometime. And we had gotten it confused and merged it with our typical cast chat.
Oh, no.
And so, yeah. We went on and we were like, and at the same time, simultaneously, I think other people were like, who is this? Oh, and she had put her husband on the show on it too, remember? And he was like, it's Mark.
The guy that played Jesse. Yeah.
Right. But I think he said, we didn't know the number and he just said Mark. And when someone goes, who the hell is Mark?
And he was like, hey guys, he chimed in.
Me, I played Jesse, Gabrielle's husband on the show for years. And we're like, oh no, we know you. We just didn't know it out of context. And then everyone just stopped talking because we all just got paranoid.
This is why you have to title your chats so this doesn't happen.
It was. It's the 90210 cast chat in our group text. But yeah, it got merged.
So yes, Steven.
We do. and it's really fun at times. Yeah.
I love it. Okay. Caroline is, are your guys' personalities like their characters off screen? Brandon is like Jason. Dylan was like Luke, Steve, Ian, David, Brian. What do you guys think?
I would have to say kind of, yeah. I mean, I think that Brandon, I think Jason would not say that he's like Brandon, but I think he's like Brandon.
Really? See, I think Jason's the least like his character.
Really?
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like, no, I guess it became him. It's just like all of our characters. They started off a bit different. Mm-hmm. And see, it's hard for me to delineate because right now I'm still on the beginning of season two because we're now watching it as fangirls. But as time goes on, the characters merged more. And so I guess that doesn't hold up. But at first, like, you know, Brandon was like the newbie and like not cool and just starting off like that's not Jason. Like Jason like gets along with everyone. He's super outgoing and like guys, everyone's like, yeah, it's Jay. Like, and Brandon was kind of like trying to fit in. So I guess they were different.
And didn't he smoke? Ever since you guys told me that he smoked, I was like, oh, I cannot see Brandon smoking.
Yes.
Yeah. Brandon didn't smoke.
No, Brandon Jason would never smoke. See?
No, you're right. But Steve and Ian were very similar,
yes.
I feel like. Very always joking, always like getting involved, asking how we can help. What's going on, ladies?
And getting serious.
Yeah, bringing it down. We're like always getting real serious.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're like Donna. I'm like Kelly. I feel like.
Totally. But not like the Kelly they started with.
No.
But then the Kelly that evolved.
I mean, in season two, she's starting to, I mean, I see me in her in this
episode.
For sure. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I see my daughters and like a lot of times Kelly will make faces, especially in this episode. And I'm like, oh my God, I just saw that look last night when they were sassing me.
That's so cool, actually. Right? You're like, not so cool. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, lots to discuss with this episode, but we will get to that in just a second. I'm going to do a few more questions, and then we'll take a break. But this one's from Christina, and she's asking you, Jenny, what is your favorite Dylan and Kelly moment? Tori, what is your favorite Donna and David moment?
Okay, I'll go first. My favorite Dylan and Kelly moment would have to be the scenes that we shot when we were jet skiing. We were out on the ocean. We were out on a boat. The whole crew was like a small crew was out on a boat and we were filming on jet skis and they were like on the boat filming us. And I just remember getting really seasick, but it was fun and exciting. And until we went back for lunch and I got knocked off and hit by the jet ski. Hit Luke ran me over with his jet ski. So that's probably my favorite moment.
And she had to go
that's
to
my favorite.
The hospital.
You mm-hmm. did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he knocked me out cold. Mm-hmm. And the bodyguard, I was riding behind my bodyguard and he was driving his bodyguard for some reason. And somebody was fishing off the pier and their fishing line. Well, he saw it and ducked. They ducked under it and my bodyguard ducked under it. But I was like, oh, what's going on? And it just like clotheslined me and took me off the back of the jet ski. And I woke up on the beach. The bodyguard guy had lifted me out by my life jacket and put me there. And I woke up and I just remember waking up and Luke was standing over me, like hovering over me. And the paramedic guy was like, asking me questions like, what day is it? What's your name? Who's the president? And Luke was like, don't ask her that. She doesn't know that normally. So he was having fun with it even then.
That's like scary yet dreamy at the same time. Like people are like, oh my gosh. Like the thought of like you
getting
like
run out over
of, like you were back to Jenny, you were Jenny and then Luke. And like for a second I was like in my own world, like that's so romantic. Did he give you mouth to mouth? Like, cause you want like to think that like right. there was a crossover like from, yeah. you know, on camera to off camera.
He definitely would have been giving me mouth to mouth if he thought that would. He was so freaked out that he hurt me or contributed in some way to my drowning.
I can't believe that. That's almost like some Final Destination stuff. Like, how did that knock slice you? Or did you get cut from it? Like, the fact that it knocked you out.
I had like a it must jet, have been what are those outfits you wear in the ocean?
The wetsuit.
What I had a wetsuit. And like the
life. So. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And a life
well, it
jacket.
Didn't knock you out. It took you off your jet ski, and then Luke ran you over. Right.
Oh, that was the knockout part.
Yeah.
Yeah. The jet ski
by accident,
hitting my skull was the point where I went unconscious.
So scary.
That was your favorite moment.
Yeah. Wait, but that's like, what's your favorite on-camera moment between Dylan and Kelly?
I can't talk about it because I don't know yet because I haven't watched it. So I'll let you guys know when we get to the Kelly and Dylan parts.
Oh, you want to give your moment from the viewer's perspective?
Yeah, because I don't really remember. There were so many and there was just, you know, all the memories were great.
I loved that scene as a viewer of you two in the swimming pool. I think it was your first kiss on camera. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. You just looked so beautiful when you came up and your hair was slicked back in the water and your profile. And I don't know. I was so excited as a fan for that. That was the thing.
Yeah, we were freezing our buns off in that water. It was like the middle of the night and we were shooting that scene. And it was freezing and the water was not heated like they said it would be. And I just remember he was trembling and I was shaking and we were just trying to get through the scene and trying to kiss each other without like knocking teeth because we were like, freezing.
Oh my gosh. I can't really romantic. Put you guys through that.
Yeah, I think that's the night we were like, okay, so if we have to be in our bathing suits in this freezing cold water, you guys have to as well. And I think that's the night that Robo the Boom guy jumped in the pool with us just to make us feel better.
Aww.
All right, Tori, do you have a moment?
I'm trying to think. I mean, I love David and Donna's wedding. I mean, obviously we'll get to that, but that... Yay. Is really special to me because as much as the writers knew us, they had written vows that Brian and I were like, you know, at this point after 10 years, I think we know the characters even better. And we were so invested in that relationship that we decided to write our own vows to each other as David and Donna. And we read the scripted vows during rehearsal. So we, you know, did the ones from the page. And then when the cameras were rolling, the first take, we read our vows that we each wrote in our dressing room to each other. And so I think that was really special.
Oh, well, so were those Donna's vows to David or were those Tori's vows to Brian?
We'll never know. But that was the episode where I was like, ooh, I'm so confused. I think I'm in love with Brian again. And you're like, ooh, we're not doing this again. And I was like, okay. No. Yeah. But I also like loved, and this is coming up, like when Donna and David did like funny stuff together. I really enjoyed that because it was always about like the flirtation and the romance for all the seasons. So like when we did, I mean, like we did Romeo and Juliet in school. Like I loved when we did like Wayne and Garth when we were hosting the radio show.
I can't wait to see that. Good.
I dressed my kids up as Wayne and Garth for Halloween this last year.
Oh my gosh, I saw that.
It was an epic costume. Really highly good. Recommend Cute. For toddlers. Okay, well, we'll do one more question before we go to break. Which cast member was the best kisser?
If I could tell you guys how many times I've been asked this question.
I can't believe it. I think we've talked about it already.
You don't already know this. Like, yeah. I mean, but the thing is, I probably say a different answer every time.
She likes to mix it up.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to kiss all the boys, except David and Kelly never kissed, but.
Mm-mm.
But the rest?
Yeah. A lot of other boys. I did some kissing in my days. I think the best kisser, I guess I'll say Jason today.
I guess.
I think it would be Jason. He was a very mushy kisser, like, you know.
He gave you lockjaw. Why would you want to give him credit for kissing?
It's not lockjaw. He gave me his TMJ. Oh.
He gave you TMJ. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if it's contagious by kissing, but I'm pretty convinced that I got TMJ from kissing Jason.
What's TMJ? I didn't,
you know that when your jaw pops, makes it crack, pop.
Wait, can't see how that can be contagious.
I can't do it.
She's kidding. She likes to say it's contagious.
I like to blame it on him.
Wait, because he had TMJ?
He had TMJ. So whenever we would do kissing scenes, because he was a very passionate kisser, he would open his mouth, you know, a considerable amount. And I could hear it popping while we were kissing. So that's a memory that's just forever etched in my mind. And then my jaw started popping.
Well, okay. So when he opened his mouth that wide to kiss you, you didn't have to open your mouth that wide to kiss him back.
Well, that would look weird. If his mouth is ginormous and my mouth is little, it would be like, toot, toot.
Oh, like, yeah, you're right.
When the lips have to meet up.
Big sharp.
Okay, you're right. No, that's fair. You're right. So it has to look right on camera. So I'm going to go ahead and say, Jason, thanks a lot. Because now that she has TMJ, it is so hard to eat with her. Like every time she chews something next to me, it's like rah, rah, pop, pop,
oh
pop, pop.
Oh my God. I hate you right now. Why are you telling all of the people this?
That your jaw pops? You just told them your jaw pops.
No, but I didn't like explain it in detail. You just
so it happens always.
I just outed you for your jaw popping.
Yeah, but it's okay.
I could do worse. Trust me.
My daughter has it too. And we like to eat together so that we can just ignore it and just not worry about it.
How loud is it?
It's not loud.
Sis, it is so damn loud. It is so loud.
Listen, if anybody else out there is...
She has to repeat everything back to me. Like, that's the one thing I do hear is her jaw popping
in my ear. Can you do it now into the microphone? Can we hear it?
No, I cannot. And I'm not a monkey, a trained monkey that just performs.
Do it.
Give me a peanut. No, it hurts to do it. So I don't want to do it. It has to be something like chewy or hard that I'm eating. I can't do it.
That's true. Yeah.
But it hurts. Right. So anybody else out there that has TMJ understands my pain. They feel it. And they can't do anything about it. They have to break your jaw.
No.
They have to like actually break your jaw and then reset it and wire your mouth shut, which would be a great diet. But, I don't know. That sounds not sound
no,
fun.
No, that's so not necessary.
That. Ooh, you have best kisser. I think I might know who you're going to say, but go ahead.
I feel like Donna didn't kiss that many guys.
That's why well, you know.
I can think of like four off the top of my head that you kissed.
I mean, the truth is Donna did kiss everybody except Steve on the show in like whether it was a dream sequence or like something. But I guess Brian, just because it was the most, like, it became very comfortable. Like, we kissed for 10 seasons. Well, not 10, 9 seasons. So, yeah, I'll go with Brian. What? Okay. Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah. You're getting some
fine,
right
I liked
now.
It.
On that note, we'll take a break and come back.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important. Don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877- 0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Oh my gosh, those were great questions, everybody. Thank you for submitting them, and make sure you keep them coming because we want to hear from you. We want to know what you want to know. But now,
and ask us some outside the box questions, and we want to be asked something we've never been asked, and we'll say, "Oh my gosh, so and so asked us something we've never been asked in 30 years." And that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
All right.
Make them juicy.
But let's get to the episode, you guys. Let's get to episode 5 of season 2.
This was a good one. I laughed out loud and I cried all in this episode.
Oh, it was a good night then.
Mm-hmm.
This was Play It Again, David. It aired on August 8th, 1991.
In the synopsis, acting as a big brother, Brandon is asked to keep a secret that needs telling. Kelly fears a new connection to David when their parents start dating.
Ooh.
Directed by Charles Braverman, written by Darren Star and Sherry Ziff.
She's a new one, Sherry Ziff.
Yeah, this is the first episode, I think, that we see David's dad, Mel Silver, right?
Yeah.
Played by Matthew Lawrence, who I j'adore.
Me too. Who didn't?
We love him. We should call him up.
Oh my gosh. We have to have him on. He's so fun, mm-hmm. you guys. Like off camera, he was like a friend. That parent that's like more like a friend, and you hang with them and tell them your secrets and laugh. And he was just great.
Aww. Yeah, and he was so good as Mel Silver. He was perfect. I loved the scene when Jackie's tooth breaks, and literally she's like, "Ouch!" and not a second goes by and you see his little head pop into frame. Like, did I hear a dental ouch? Like he was right there, ready to be the oral surgeon that he was. And they were cute. They were a really cute couple, I thought.
That scene, that's what made me laugh out loud when Kelly realizes that it's David Silver's dad and they play that like music in the background.
That reaction. Her reaction. It's hilarious. I laughed out loud too, honestly.
It was so dramatic and yet very on brand for just her true feelings of what the future held for her.
I thought it was really fun to see the dynamic because they kind of been building it up already over season 1 and this part of season 2 about Kelly and David, like, being not Kelly not liking David's attention. Mm-hmm. This was perfect. Now they're like basically going to be siblings if their parents get married, and she's terrified. What is that going to do to her image?
Oh, so much.
David,
it's so good.
And Mel is like the opposite of what you think Jackie Taylor would be attracted to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say that? I don't think that.
Because she just seems, I feel like Mel's a good change for her. He's like pragmatic and he's stable, but he's fun. I know what you mean. Like ultimately their personalities totally worked because Jackie evolves during the seasons. But at first, Jackie's kind of that out there mom, Beverly Hills
wild
woman.
She's kind of,
I didn't want to say it, but you know what I mean. Like she's into drugs and drinking and yeah. He was a great departure.
Maybe Mel's into that. You never know what your oral surgeon's into.
Oh my gosh, we never thought of that. What if Mel was really kinky?
Mm-hmm.
Like behind closed doors.
I think
he
had some secrets. I do.
I didn't realize this happened so soon, their love connection.
They didn't take much time getting to it. They were like one date.
You know our show, when they have a storyline, they go
get to it.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where I learned to move fast. That answers a lot of questions now. I'm seeing a through line in my life.
You didn't need years of therapy. You just needed to rewatch the show.
But I didn't learn anything. I'm just seeing the connection. Now I need the lesson.
Right.
But the whole storyline with Brandon and the Felix.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Andrea really gets Brandon into some situations, doesn't she?
It's like he didn't ask for it.
She's such a do-gooder.
But so is he. Like, he's such a do-good guy. He's a good guy, you know?
Right.
Like, thinking of him as a big brother, that's perfect. But ooh, that, it was a heavy, heavy storyline.
His one day off, too. Brandon's one day off. Go be a big brother. But I loved seeing them rollerblading on the beach. I love that. That looked like so much fun. First of all, I want to go rollerblading now. And I was also thinking, like, wow, the camera guys must be rollerblading too, because they were really going fast down the path. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how they kept up with them. They did a really good job.
Didn't they have the dollies and they'd be in front or behind going the same? But you think they actually had to do something more than that for that one?
I don't know. It seemed like they were going really fast.
It did look fast. I can't picture.
Jason's so good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's always, because he's a hockey player, being Canadian and all. And he was really good at.
A hockey player with TMJ, we now know.
I felt like that kid was really well cast. The actor that played Felix, Colby Lombardo.
Wonder where he is now.
I know.
How old would he be now?
He did a really good job. I mean, it's always nerve-wracking to give such a heavy storyline to a young kid.
Yeah.
On a show like that where you really don't have the time to, like, work with them. The director doesn't have that much time to really work with them or get to know them or feel comfortable with them. And he did. I felt like he did a really good job with that subject matter. And I was also like, why would the mom be so vulnerable with Brandon? Like, I would have kicked him out and said, beat it, and not told him the truth. But she told him the truth when he confronted her.
I know. Well, I think that's because they only had one episode to do it in. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
Typically, that would be a three-episode arc, right? Like, this, it was like, one and done. Moving
this
on.
Was a pretty jam-packed episode, because even Brenda and Dylan's storyline is kind of like a cliffhanger. Okay.
Can we go back to the beginning when Kelly and Brenda are having lunch with Jackie and somebody says, oh, do you want the surf burger? And that is what sends her into a fantasy. The words surf burger. It just made me laugh. And that like making out in the beach on the beach scene was intense. Like, I felt like
that was
a romance novel. I was like, am I watching Shades of Grey? What's happening here?
Did you feel jealous watching that as Kelly?
Kind of. I think I might have felt a little jealous. But I can't because that didn't happen yet. But in retrospect, yes.
Right.
But I didn't feel jealous of how cold I knew they were, must have been, and how hard that was to keep their bodies in that position while the wave was washing up on them. I could tell that they were laughing too. Like, I could see while they were kissing, there was a few moments of like them trying to get through it and not laugh, not break character.
Oh my God. You said hard. I'm sure it was hard. I mean,
no, it was very cold. Oh, so there wasn't an
cold
issue.
So it wouldn't be hard. Right, right.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It'd be very soft.
Yeah, it was intense. Watching this back as like an adult and like a parent, I look at these scenes and I find them so provocative and so advanced for their age.
16-year-olds, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But when I was watching it back then, it was like I was taking notes.
Yeah, I can't imagine that ever, Brenda ever actually having that fantasy. Like it did. It seemed like a adult romance novel fantasy someone had just read.
Yeah. And then he calls her from Hawaii in this like cave spa with a waterproof phone.
Yeah, that was like that was probably like the first waterproof cellular phones. What's that called? Cordless phone?
Yes.
Dylan had it, but he cut out. What was he going to say?
I still
love you.
Probably. I mean, that's what we all
assume. Still. Have your sweatshirt you bought? Like, I don't know. I still have that nasty sore on my lip.
What's wrong with you?
Just trying to think of like what could he have said? But I'm sure it was I still love you. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happens though when he comes back, we'll have to wait and see. But did they get back together? Did that? I don't know what happens. I'm very excited.
We'll have to see.
I forgot.
Wait, was Shannon's hair darker in this episode?
Did you think?
A little bit. I feel like it's starting to get darker.
Yeah, it did a little. It looked a little darker, not so brown.
Oh.
Maybe
was that a thing?
Colored.
Would they, would the director stay on you and everybody like to keep your hair the same? Were you not allowed to change it?
Well, we weren't really supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
some of us.
Oh, yeah. Because like Tori, you went full brunette at one point.
We all like changed it. But it's so interesting, like, because in life, like you change your hair color, you change you cut. But whenever we would do anything to our hair, they'd put a line in.
To justify it?
Yeah, but it's
like explain it.
Like sometimes you go like a weekend off from school, you come back and someone's like, I guess you do say it to each other, like, oh, you cut your hair. Oh,
wow, did you get a perm? Yeah. What happened?
But they always had to add it in to make sure the audience knew that like it was tracking. Yeah.
Speaking of hair, I felt like I couldn't get it out of my mind. Every time Andrea was on camera, I felt like she had the same exact hairdos as the girl from Seinfeld, Elaine.
Yes.
She has the Elaine hairdo.
That's a good call.
Mm-hmm. And her outfit was kind of Elaine-y too.
Totally. But so cute. Her little tiny little body in those shorts. So good. So adorable.
Gab's so cute. How tall is Gab, do you think? 5 feet? Just under?
No. 5 feet?
She's not 5 feet. No.
No, she's got to be taller than 5 feet. I'm 5'5".
I'm 5 feet.
You're what? What did you say you are?
I'm technically 4'11 and a half, but I like to say I'm 5 feet.
You're 4'11, sis?
I think I'm 4'11 and a half.
This is tripping me out. Okay, so you guys, I know we all seem like the closest of friends. Because we started this podcast during quarantine, we have never been in the same room with sis. I thought you were like 5'7".
5'7"?
I thought you were taller than us. I thought you were a tall drink of water.
5'7".
What the heck? You are freaking me out right now.
I can tell you're tiny. I really need to meet you in real life, though. This is just getting weird.
Oh, my gosh.
So what are you?
No, you look tiny. I just, like, I thought you were taller. Like, I...
Oh, wow.
But Jennifer Eve, how tall are you?
I'm 5'5". Do you have a problem with that?
I have absolutely no problem with that. But interestingly enough, I'm 5'5".
So we're the same height. What do you want?
Do you think we're the same height?
I feel like, you know, that's so weird. Dave just asked me this question the other day, if we were the same height. I don't know. Oh, because I was going to bring you golf shoes to borrow. And I said, no, her feet are smaller than my feet. And then he said, well, aren't you guys the same height? And I was like, I never really thought about it. But yeah, I guess so.
So our whole lives, I always thought we were the same height. But then I didn't realize till we were in our 40s. That I'm like a tiny bit taller than you. Cause I always thought, if anything, maybe you were a little taller than me.
Maybe like a skosh, like a little nudge.
A skosh. Like a little... Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. So maybe you're 5'5 and I'm 5'5 and a half. Should we go with that?
Wait, no. I'm taller than you.
No, I'm taller than you.
We're getting some heights now. Fresh from the internet.
Straight up taller than her. I don't like being taller than her. Let me put that out there.
You're not taller than me.
Cause I feel like.
Wait, go on the computer there and find out, like, on our IMDb or whatever, say how tall
you can
are you?
List. Well, great. I mean, I can go. Never mind.
What does it say?
I can go on the boys' IMDb and see how tall they say they are.
Gabrielle is 5'1", according to the internet.
Okay. According to the internet. Okay, go on.
Yes.
Yeah, Shannon is 5'3". Okay. Jason is 5'8". Mm. Jenny, 5'5". Tori, 5'6".
That's not right.
Luke,
you guys,
5'10".
Sometimes the internet can be wrong.
The internet is always right.
Oh, listen, I'm coming over later and I'm going to stand back to back with you and somebody's going to measure us.
Yes. We've done that before. Okay, so I always thought I was 5'5 and a half, but I just assume now that I'm older that I've shrunk. So I always just go with 5'5 now.
You used to be 5'6 though. Wow.
I don't think I was ever 5'6. I don't know.
Well, that's what the internet says.
Ian is 6 foot, tallest one. Mm-hmm. Brian's 5'11".
Oh, no. Wait.
No?
I feel like Brian's taller than Ian.
Really?
No. Well, 5'11", 6 foot is 1 inch difference. It's like you two.
Isn't Brian really tall? Am I wrong?
Put it in your guys' group text.
He looks really tall to you because you just look up at him.
I just look up at that dream boat. That's right. Don't you forget it, sister. Wait, I could find pictures of us right now and I look taller than you.
Okay, but you don't know what's happening on the feet.
I don't want to be taller than her.
You might be wearing heels of highness and I'm not.
I can go back to school classroom photos and we both have flats on.
Now it's just a contest. Now one of us wants to be right.
Oh, it's so good. I don't even know how we got on that.
I don't know.
Sorry. Yeah.
We digress.
Well, how are we still talking about get up? I'm worried about
on
us.
On that note, why don't we take a break and come back with fashion next?
Oh, good. Now I can search the internet for pictures. Go ahead.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Okay, we're back. Let's talk fashion. Let's talk 90s fashion do's and don'ts. What did you guys like from this episode?
Gotta hand it to Steve's tank tops and his shorts again. Just every never.
Time he brings
wear
it.
Short ever. Shorts.
Yes, Steve he wears it every time. Shorts. Never it. Is it a dull moment with him.
Mm-mm. I feel like Kelly had some really good outfits in this episode, mm-hmm. like that little matching
the blue
two-piece
one,
thing.
Yeah.
That was cute. But one of the outfits that I wore, I have a very strong memory, was the orange one. I had like orange shorts on and mm-hmm. an orange super stretchy, like kind of like turtleneck, sleeveless turtleneck thing. Mm-hmm. And I remember they didn't have the right bra for me to wear. So I had to go braless in that top. And I remember sitting in that seat in that scene with Brian, and it was hot, you guys. And so my boobs started to sweat, you know, like your under booby sweat.
Yeah. Yep.
And all of a sudden, I could see him staring down at
no!
it.
No.
Yeah. And I had like those like smiley faces under your like wet smiley.
Oh,
yeah.
Worse.
Right through the orange shirt. It was horrifying.
Can you see it in the scene?
Maybe that's why I'm slumping down because I'm trying to like cover it.
Yeah, you're
I don't
slouching.
Know,
you're seeing, like, staring at your boobies in the picture we have.
I'm trying
but,
to find it.
But is it fair to say he was a teenage boy and maybe he was looking down? He was like, well, she has no bra on. Wow.
Yeah, maybe your nipples
boobies.
Are hard.
Boobies.
I mean, I had lovely, perky little boobs at that age, I'm sure, but they were sweating.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of color in this episode. I like that. It was a very vibrant episode. I liked my red striped dress. That red striped dress came in short sleeve and long sleeve, and I was so in love with that dress that I bought the long sleeve version and wore it to Brian's 18th birthday party in real life. But he ignored me and then hooked up with some other girl and went to a hotel suite with her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He did. And I was there with two of my friends, and we were so stupid. We went by and, like, knocked on the door and then ran. So
as
dumb.
As you would do.
Yeah, totally.
You just want to interrupt things just for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teen disruptor.
Did he know you were there trying to get cutesy?
Impress him?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Boy, see things so differently than now. I don't know anymore. I would have said yes back then, but I don't. Yeah, because he would play games. You know, he liked when I was. He would flirt with me, and he liked getting the response. But then, you know, he wouldn't commit. He wanted to be with other girls. He was an 18-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's like when you were on set together. He flirted more, and then when out in the real world. It was not?
Not necessarily. It would just, yeah, it would just depend. No, on set, he didn't flirt with me on set. Like, on set, he would be, like, making fun of me and, like, it would
but
be the version
flirting.
Of, like, pulling your pigtails. Like, he would love to get up under my skin. Nope, that came out wrong. He would love to get under my skin. You know what I mean? Like, say things that he knows would start, like, me getting all flustered and embarrassed. And,
yeah, but that's flirting. That's what teenage boys do.
Right. But it's, like, devastating when you're, like, 16, 17, and a boy's, you think, being mean to you, but they're not. They're just,
wait,
like,
wait, so then beyond that, like, he would give you that kind of attention, and then he would ignore you?
Sometimes, but then, like, when we would, like, go out, he would give me attention.
I just hate the sound of this whole thing. Like, as your best friend, like, it doesn't, I don't like the way it sounds. Like, he would pay attention to me sometimes and sometimes he wouldn't, and how that would affect your, like, you know, mental health, like your emotional health. Like, it just sounds like
right.
not a very.
He wouldn't do it on purpose. He was a teenage boy. Like,
right. I'm not saying he did it on purpose, but like, just like the roller coaster that must have I mean, I can relate. I felt that way about other people too. So, and I think that you do feel that way when you're young and you're in a relationship or not in a relationship, or you have a guy you like or whatever. I mean, you don't know what they like you, and you want them to, and then you don't. And there's so much going on.
Yeah, it's definitely, I feel like times have changed and it can be very equal, but I feel like back 30 years ago, it was typically like the girl would be like, oh, is he like me? Like, oh my gosh, he likes me today. He doesn't like me that day. Like it would be on and off. Whereas now women are like, no, I don't like, it's like the opposite now. But back you then it was always girls chasing boys and boys being like, whatever.
Yeah, but you know how you're always, you talk openly about like you always wanting to please everyone and
yeah,
looking for people's approval. Do you think maybe that was like when it started happening? Like maybe that was the catalyst for this like thing, this issue that you've always had to deal with?
Of wanting people's approval?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It definitely started as a young girl, and a lot of it was about how boys viewed me and mm-hmm. whether it was, you know, on set, one of the actors, or offset, you know, boys I was in relationships with after that. Like, yeah, it was always like putting that first and needing that approval so bad that it like was a priority. And it would either, I mean, you know, like I off camera had this other boyfriend when I was 18 that was really verbally abusive. And like I would come to set and just feel so bad about myself. I would like cry all my makeup off. They'd have to reapply it. And then I'd have to go on camera and pretend to act like a girl that was like super confident and fun and popular. And it was really hard at times.
Could imagine. How many times did you guys have to do? I mean, have to do that? Because like everyone, I guess, in a sense, has to do that with their jobs. But yours is so visual and you're on camera. How do you just, I guess, block that side out?
Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you just got to let it out. Get it all the way out and then just start from the ground up. But yeah, there were many occasions when any one of us would just cry all our makeup off. And
yeah,
the makeup really artist would be like, oh, Jesus.
Here we go. A bunch of teenage girls, their hormones.
But I remember, yeah, like we were so close. But I remember, like, I was never ever, I'm not the jealous type. Like, I was never jealous of Jen, but I remember there were days where I felt like, oh, it's hard to be on camera with you and Shannon. Like, you guys are so pretty. And I didn't feel as good about myself. And it was definitely challenging. And like, they're such great actresses. And, you know, we all, yeah, like we said, we were young, we had our own baggage, but those are things we couldn't verbalize because we didn't know how to communicate them at such a young age. Like, I could never say to you, like, yeah, I don't feel as pretty as you. And you'd be like, what are you talking about? Like, now, you know, we would be like, uh-huh, you're beautiful. Like, and you would give each other that support. I could never even say that to you then, that I was feeling
as a young girl.
Less. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so true. I mean, I see that with my teenage daughter. Like, it's so hard to be who you are and be confident at that age and feel good about yourself and not listen to all the clutter in your head and not listen to all the messages that you're getting elsewhere.
And everyone feels that way as a teenager, mm-hmm, you know, guy or girl, and pretty, not pretty. You don't like your thighs. You don't like this. You feel fat. You're too skinny. Like, it's all we do is judge ourselves when we're that age.
I still do
as
it.
Adults. It,
yeah, still as adults. You know, it goes in ebbs and flows now. Like,
yeah,
you can have that internal conversation and reassure yourself, mm-hmm, that you've grown beyond that. And that's something that is from your childhood and teenage years. Like, you know your worth now, but there's moments so you go backwards. I mean, I feel like that is always going to happen. It's just recognizing it when it happens now.
Yeah. If I listen to all the thoughts that go through my head on a daily basis, oh my God. I mean, I have to just constantly say, you know, that is just a thought. That's just a feeling. That mm-hmm, doesn't mean it's real. That's just a feeling. It doesn't mean it's real, but it seems so real.
Oh my God, you know what? So we all have internal dialogues. Like, we're always quietly in our heads, constantly talking to ourselves, right? Or am I the only one? Wait.
No, you're the only one.
Yes, we all do. Don't worry.
We all do. Okay. So especially as, you know, as you evolve, like, you tell yourself, like, yeah, like you just said, that's a thought. That's from the old you. This is you now. And anyway, sometimes that thought process, I talk out loud to myself when I'm driving in the car. And I forgot recently that my 4-year-old, like, I went back to that internal monologue and I was having a day and I was frustrated and I started talking to myself out loud. And I just heard, "Mama, are you talking to me?" And I was like, "Oh my God, I totally forgot you were there." Like, and it was Bo, like in the car seat. But I was just like, "Oh my God, it's okay." And it was like, I was like a crazy person talking to myself out loud, reassuring myself that everything was going to be fine, not realizing like I have a fully formed human that's now like, he's not like a baby. I can't like talk like that. He's like, "What the hell is she talking about?"
Well, thank God he said something or you would have just totally forgot he was in the car.
I would have just been ranting to myself. Yeah, right. Don't worry. I've never left a kid in the car. But like ranting to myself like for the whole hour drive, he would have been like, "Oh, listen to this lady. What's she talking about?
She is losing it."
Ooh, yeah.
No, I love talking to myself, though. I think it's good for you. I think it's vital.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever talk to yourself and then you like are at a stop light and then you look over and you see the person's looking at you and then you pretend you're singing to a song so you don't want them to think you're talking to yourself?
Or you pretend you're on the phone, on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Oh, I forget to do that. That's a good one.
Do you ever remember when you had an audition and you would have the sides and you would be so nervous to go to your audition, so you'd be practicing your lines on the way to the audition and like holding the sides in the steering wheel like so you could see the words? And I just remember feeling like such an idiot, like actor, when anybody would pull up next to me and see me running my lines in the car.
Totally. Did they ever look at you?
And for anybody like, else, what a treat. Garth.
Yeah, they're probably like, "That's so cool."
It's so common in LA. I think they're like, people are just used to
just another actress. Yeah. I remember one time paparazzi got a picture of me because also when you go to auditions, like, well, back then, now you do self-tapes, you would have your sides and you'd go check in and then you'd quickly like go around the building and you do your scene like to yourself against a wall or something to practice really quick. And paparazzi, I guess, had followed me that day and took pictures and it was like in the tabloids and I was just like a crazy person talking to myself with sides in my hand.
Nobody else was there.
Nobody there. Mm-mm.
Did you get the part?
No.
Nope. Well, were there any favorite lines? 9021, "Oh, no, you didn't." Best line of the episode for you two.
Well, it's Kelly's line, "But I love Donna. An avocado doesn't fall far from the tree."
Is that the real line? Isn't it supposed to be apple?
It's supposed to be an apple. It made me laugh so hard.
I was like, no, maybe it is avocado. She said it so convincingly.
But it's so like relevant because all 90s fashion is back in now and avocados are really in right now. So it all comes back and makes sense now.
I liked, "Why don't you go take a hike in the ocean and go drown yourself, Steve?"
I like that too. He's so harsh, but so good.
It's just like the way they would actually talk to each other because they're so like brother and sister.
Yep.
You fight a lot. But also I didn't understand when David said the line in the old timey accent, Sweetheart, this could be the start of a beautiful something. I don't know. He said something like that.
That was good. What? So we should talk about that because the title of this episode apparently references a quote, "Play it again, Sam," or "Play it, Sam," from Casablanca in 1942.
I didn't hear that line.
No, but that was the line of the name of the episode, "Play it again, David."
Because he said, "Sweetheart, this is the start of a beautiful friendship." Is that?
And even so, like, why incorporate that line to begin with?
Don't understand.
Why? What was the tie to Casablanca? There has to be some more.
I felt like I like zoned out and missed a scene or something.
Why did they? Yeah, there was no like tie-in to Casablanca or.
Did David
anything.
Play the piano at all?
Yeah, that would have been good if he had played it a song. Yeah.
Do you think they cut something and originally? Like, it's weird. I wish we could ask Darren and the other writer, like, why the name of this episode? Like, where'd it come from? And why does David do that one line? And, like,
I just got a crazy idea.
Voice, what?
What is it?
What if you guys text Darren Starr when we have these random questions and just see if he responds, and then the next week we can answer them?
What if he gets super annoyed with us?
Not
hey,
it.
Darren.
Not at all. He was so happy to talk to you guys when he was on a few weeks ago.
He's going
to
block us.
Jen, text him.
I'm afraid
And ask
to.
Him. Remember, he said we could come visit him in Paris. He's doing Emily in Paris
season 2.
I'll tell
him that we've arrived at gate 18.
You don't have to now, but like, yeah. I don't know, sometime today or tomorrow, and then see if he gets back to you, and then we can answer it next week.
That'd be cool.
Because I'm curious too. Like, why? What was the Casablanca
reference
connection?
The whole show.
Like,
we all want to know.
I don't think it'll be every week. You know, just be like when you have these questions.
Imagine he's like, the weirdest thing. Like, I did Jenny and Tori's show, and then Jenny just started texting me questions every week. I had to block her. It was very uncomfortable.
I had to block her.
Hey, D, it's me, Jay, again. Hey, what's up? You got a second?
Wait, why is that such a celeb thing to do when you talk to each other? You always just give initials. Is it just in case it's the wrong number, you don't want to say who you are?
No. Wait, what do you mean?
I know other people that do that.
Really?
Yes. Like, it's always like, say the first initial when they say something.
Yeah.
Or like,
people call
back.
You T all
my
the time. People call
T.
me Jay.
Yeah.
Really?
I think it's just exhausting to say the whole name sometimes. It's too much work.
It's just lazy. That's all it is. It's not like secrecy, like celeb secrecy. It's just like
lazy.
And also, like, sometimes it makes it more informal, like personable, like to put first initial, like, hey, we're on that like short.
First initial basis.
We're on a first initial basis, you and me.
I love it. You know, we didn't get to a lot of the questions, but we can save them for next week. I think that pretty much does it, guys.
That concludes another riveting episode of 90210 OMG. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Have a great week.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on The 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.